Today is February 27th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We have a packed show for you today, covering some exciting developments in the GPU landscape, including AMD's latest driver fixes, advancements in container technology with AMD GPU pass-through support, and a notable Intel media driver update that could impact the competitive landscape. So let's dive right in. Quick headline overview. 1. Intel media driver update. Intel releases the 2025 Q4 media driver, which includes support for the Nova Lake S architecture and improvements in AV1 video encoding and decoding. 2. AMD XDNA driver fixes for Linux 7.0 RC2. Numerous fixes are rolled out for the AMD XDNA driver, focusing on stability and security enhancements for AMD Ryzen AI NPUs. 3. LXD 6.7 release. Canonical introduces AMD GPU pass-through support in LXD 6.7, enhancing container management and virtual machine capabilities. 4. Newegg deal, a notable hardware deal featuring an MSI Shadow RTX 5070 GPU paired with an 8TB WD Black SN850X SSD at a significant discount. Deep dive on news items. Let's start with the Intel Media Driver update. Intel has just released their 2025 Q4 media driver, which is crucial for developers working on video processing and encoding applications. The update brings support for the new Nova Lake S architecture, which is notable for its enhanced video decoding capabilities. This release also addresses some AV1 encoding improvements, particularly for the Panther Lake X3 LPM platforms. For those unfamiliar, AV1 is a next-generation video codec that offers better compression efficiency compared to previous formats like H.264 and VP9, making it increasingly popular for streaming applications. The update includes a fix for AV1 decoding and some enhancements that improve image quality during encoding by enabling lookup table LUT rounding under constant quality preset, CQP. This kind of improvement is essential for developers looking to optimize their applications for high-quality video playback. Transitioning to AMD news, the AMD XDNA Ryzen AI driver fixes for the upcoming Linux 7.0 RC2 kernel release are noteworthy. This week, the Direct Rendering Manager subsystem updates highlight numerous fixes to the AMD XDNA driver, which is crucial for the AMD Ryzen AI NPUs. Some of the key fixes include addressing system suspend failures, buffer overflows, input sanitization, deadlocks, and null pointer dereference issues. These fixes stem largely from the C programming language used for driver development, which, as many in the community argue, could benefit from a transition to Rust for better memory safety. The AMD GPU driver also received updates, including fixes for user queue support, display issues, and VCN5. These improvements are vital for developers working on graphics-intensive applications, ensuring stability and performance. Moving on, Canonical has released LXD 6.7, which introduces AMD GPU pass-through support via the AMD Container Device Interface, CDI. This is a significant enhancement for developers utilizing containerized environments, particularly in cloud and edge computing scenarios. The support allows containers to directly access AMD GPUs, enabling better performance for GPU-accelerated applications. For example, setting up AMD GPU pass-through in LXD can be done with a simple command, allowing for a straightforward integration into existing workflows. This development aligns with the growing trend of using containers for deploying AI and machine learning workloads, as it simplifies resource management and improves scalability. Finally, we have an interesting hardware deal from Newegg, an MSI Shadow RTX 5070 GPU bundled with an 8TB WD Black SN850X SSD at a substantial discount. For those looking to upgrade their systems, this bundle is particularly appealing given the current climate of rising component prices. The RTX 5070 features 12GB of GDDR7 VRAM and PCIe 5.0 support, making it a future-proof choice for gamers and developers alike. The SSD is no slouch either, boasting read speeds of up to 7,200 MB per second and write speeds of 6,600 MB per second, which is ideal for data-intensive applications. With the added value of a free game, this deal is a great opportunity for anyone looking to enhance their gaming or development setup. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the landscape for GPUs and AI workloads continues to evolve rapidly. With AMD's ongoing improvements in driver support and container technologies, alongside competitive movements from Intel, developers have more tools than ever at their disposal. The integration of advanced features like GPU pass-through in container environments is particularly exciting as it opens new avenues for efficiency in deploying machine learning models and other GPU-accelerated tasks. Stay tuned for more updates and insights into the world of GPUs and AI technology. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with your GPU workloads.